There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And that is what 12 million people are hearing at any given moment. This is the piece of research by HSBC. HSBC does lots of research on countries, the UAE, the United States, India. That's fine. They've been doing it for years. But this is different. HSBC has identified a country-sized, thriving and cosmopolitan population of almost 12 million people in the air every day. This country, they're calling it Flyland. It has a gross domestic product valued at $400 billion, just a bit bigger than Norway. Nick Humphrey is a partner with the law firm Kennedy's and an aviation expert, and he's with us in the studio. Morning, Nick.
Good morning, Richard.
So you've read the research. What do you make of the country Flyland?
It's novel research, I must say, and it stretches my aviation capability to a certain extent. But I guess it's no different from, and I was thinking about it, there must be train land, the economy of people on trains, and bus land. So I guess, you know, they've identified this unique, the one thing about, we've ever tracked the aircraft, and we see how many aircraft are in the sky at any given time. It's pretty scary, really. So there's this little sub-economy that's happening up there.
You've just got to go on to Flight Radar 24, haven't you, to see how crowded the skies are, which I'm sure you do a lot, Richard.
Well, not as much as you do, because I can't afford the subscription, but I do remember when I was at the Boeing headquarters in Seattle, and they obviously take a more than passing interest in these things. They've got this huge control room, and you can see the entire world on what's basically a cinema screen. And they say at any given moment, it's about 9,000 aircraft in the sky. Of course, not all Boeing of any different vintage. But it's a significant economy, Nick, isn't it? And we benefit from it more than most here in Dubai, don't we?
Yeah, but particularly Dubai, which is in many ways diversified its economy to focus on the aviation sector as one of the growth sectors. You know, aviation, you know, what has drawn me to aviation, what I love about aviation is how multilateral, multinational, and unique it is. And it's this underpinning of how the collective states have got together to create this almost at times seamless economy in the sky.
So if we look at the Dubai aviation economy, which is a significant part of it, but Paul Griffiths, whenever he's in, never fails to remind us that Dubai Airport and its associated activities, 26% or so of Dubai's GDP. We see it obviously in Emirates and the airport, but its tentacles reach much further than that, don't they, Nick?
Yeah, you've got, you know, I guess it just Dubai for one is all the support sectors. And, you know, take for example, you know, the extent of Emirates crew that live here who go and shop at Spinneys. You know, those economic benefits just in Dubai. But then I guess you look at, you know, the Emirates network and the economic benefits it brings and the amount of research that Emirates does when it opens up a route. It does show the collateral benefits that even opening up a new route does for the country or the city involved.
And I mean, you're an example of that. You don't work for an airline. You did once, but you work for a law firm. But you earn your money essentially through the aviation industry. You know, you're renting a home here in Dubai. You've got your two kids with you. They're in the green room now. I can see the uniforms they're wearing. It's not a cheap school. My kids have got the same uniform. And it's the aviation industry that's paying for that. It's paying your rent. It's paying the school fees. And that all trickles through to the Dubai economy, doesn't it?
And you know, with, you know, take professional services as an example. Have a look at what the DIFC is doing in its next wave. It's focusing on asset finance. And aircraft is a particular asset. And the growth that Dubai Aerospace based in the DIFC is doing and the increase of fleets and its M&A activity, that in turn has all these other economic benefits.
I was wondering, you know, why HSBC had done this report. It was interesting, you know, 12 million people in the air every day, blah, blah, blah. Flyland, gross domestic product valued at $400.5 billion, just larger than the economy of Norway. But why? And you were just talking about going off shopping in Spinneys there. And I was thinking that you've got this captive audience that you could be selling to for the sort of whatever it is. I don't know what the average time of a flight is, 5, 6, 7 hours. But, you know, I don't know. I buy quite a lot in duty-free shops at airports, but I very, very rarely buy anything on the plane. Is this the point of this research, Nick, that actually they're a captive audience that we should be trying to extract a bit more money out of? Is that the point of it?
Well, I think if you read to the very bottom of the research, I think
I didn't get that far. Sorry,
page 3 or 4, I think, and it references, I think, the use of HSBC credit cards. So there is a hook involved there. There is, you know, and I think it's one of those things. Say, for example, the lights of a Fly Dubai, which looks to diversify its income stream by passenger spend on board. Emirates doesn't need to do that so much. I mean, we all get the message now on the screen when the Emirates duty-free cart is going through. And I don't think I've actually ever bought anything on the aircraft on duty-free. But it's a captured market. And I think as internet connectivity particularly improves on the air, you know, we can see our expenditure just continuing.
Didn't you pay your, was it your Diwa bill above Norway?
I did, over the internet above Norway. And I was coming back from Seattle earlier in the year. I tried to do it over the North Pole, but there's no signal over the North Pole. So I had to do it over Norway. But you're right. But I can remember when duty-free first happened in the sky. And I remember buying sort of fairly expensive pens and little watches and things like that, just because of the novelty of shopping in the sky. But the novelty's worn off, really. And I don't know if it's because they're not selling me the right things, whether that's difficult in a sort of encapsulated and fairly small environment. But I wonder if they couldn't up their game a little bit.
I think, Malcolm, this actually turns to another element of the research, which is people's behaviour on aircrafts. I mean, I think, you know, certain personalities change.
Where is he going with this?
It does mention, you know, the number of arguments that people have on air, on the aircraft, the disdain that the general public have for people who get out of their seats before the seatbelt sign has come off when the aircraft is landed.
Capital offence, should be.
And this is where, you know, this is this interesting cultural mix of people and expectations on a flight. I know it irks me significantly when people get out of their seat. But then that draws into, and I guess my area of, you know, expertise, aviation, you know, you have elements of air rage mixed with, you know, odd expenditure behaviours perhaps. So, you know, you wouldn't want to go on a Amazon spree on air.
Well, exactly, yes. It would be a sort of, what would I say? It would be excessive, I'd imagine.
Enjoy the entertainment a bit too much. Nick, always nice to see you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on The Business Breakfast.
Thank you, Richard and Malcolm.
Nick Humphrey is a partner at the law firm Kennedy's.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.